Also this place, all the Vrindavan, 12 Van forests are here in 9 islands. You know that Sri Gokul Dham and Mathura combined are in Antardip Mayapur, both. And this is called the, in this, Giriraj Govardhan is here. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in Bhakti Ratnakar, Narhari Chakravarti Thakur, and see, Nityananda Prabhu has told to Jiva Goswami that this place is Govardhan Hill. Here there is something changed. In Vrindavan, in Brajmandal, Govardhan is situated near Jamuna, but they change of direction something here. There, Govardhan is lying down, sleeping or sitting from north to south. Here also, north to south. But Puchari is here in north. And Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda are in south. Here, in the north of Govardhan Giriraj, there are two forests. One is Bhandir Ban, most important one of Vrindavan. And you will go there and it is called Mamgachi, Modadruma. And also Bahula Ban, nearby there, near Nidayaghat, crossing river. Bahula Ban. Bahula means, in Vrindavan I have heard that a cow, after the name of cow Bahulaban, but this is not the fact. The fact means Bahu La, La means Leela. Bahu means so many is Leela. Pastimes of Krishna and Radhika are there everywhere. So this is Bahulaban. And after that, Giriraj Govardhan, Puchari is situated in the north side. And this side is Madhya side. Madhya means middle. Here is Ras Leela, Bansi Bar, Seva Kunj, Nidhu Bar, this place. So our Gurudev has selected this place by the indication of, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So this place is so important. And after this, now you are going to Rutidvip, that is Radha Kund and Swam Kund there. So now you are sitting in Rasasthali, Seva Kunja, and Nidhuban, and Bansibat, where Ras took place. You know that by the side of Ganges, Swarup Ganges is Nandagaon. So all the places of Vrindavan, here, near and there, with some different size, all know these, all the 12 forests are here in any way. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all these facts. So we are very fortunate to come to this place, that we are coming, we are now sitting in the Rasasthali. Also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, and also in Bhakti Ratnakar it has been told that this is Upper Ajbandan Path. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to cross the river and they wanted to go to Vidyanagar as the place of very Vidya.
Learning
place. So when he used to go there in the midway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to this Kuliyadipa. And after taking his sannyas, when he was going to Vrindavan. He came to this place. He went first to Vidyanagar, but it was so crowded that he came to this place in a house of Madho Das Anibhakta. So he came here and he escaped. Here Devananda Pandit came to him and begged the apology that he has done something wrong, some aparad, offense to the feet of Srivas Pandit. One day, Srivas Pandit came to this place where Devananda Pandit used to
recite
Bhagavatam, and to teach how to read and how to explain Srimad Bhagavatam to all other students. When he came to this place, Devananda Pandit was reciting this slope, Baraha Pidam Natavar Bapu Karanayo Karanikaram Vipradabasam Kanakapisam Bai Jayanti Jamalam Randhan Venu Radhar Sudhaya Puriyan Gopavindai Vindarandam Sapadaramanam Prabhisatagis. He was so rasik Vaishnav and associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when he heard this slope, he went and rolled down on the earth and he became senseless here. The students saw that he has creating some trouble in our study. So they take out forcibly Srivas Pandit out of home, out of class. And when he came in senses, he returned to Mayapur. But he was so much sorry. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these facts, he became so furious. And he told that Devananda Pandit does not know a word or a letter of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not a good bhakta. He had done offense in the feet of lotus feet of Srivas Pandit. I will main uska bhagavat phad dunga. I will tear up that Bhagavat that he is reading. This is not Bhagavat. This is a knuckle Bhagavat. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the father of Srimati Radhika, came to this place, Devananda Pandit went there, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi told the tatva of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he told about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what is Srimad Bhagavat? What is the idea of Bhagavat? Then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begged, apologized to him. He told that, I will not excuse you, you should go to Srivas Pandit. Then he went to Srivas Pandit and begged apology. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that all right. Here also, that Srila Charu Maharaj has told that Gopal Chapal, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was going to Vrindavan in the way here, in this Aparad Bhanjan path. Gopal Chapal was a Brahmin in Mayapur and he used to make so much disturbance when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing Kirtan Ras in Srivas Angad. He used to put some nasty things on the door of Srivas Pandit. And by this, he became Kusht Vyadhi Yukta. Leprosy. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell on the feet of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sent him to Srivas Pandit And he went and apologized. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he did mercy to him, and he became as beautiful as he was. Also, Gopal Chakravarti of Adi Saptagram, and he had some debate with Haridas Thakur, and he told that by Harinam Sankirtan, salvation is not found. Haridas Thakur told that by Namabhas, five kinds of salvations are found. By Shuddha Krishna man, Krishna Prem is found. Then he became furious and told that if I am if I am wrong, then I should have the leprosy. And if Haridas Thakur is not right, then he should have leprosy. After 3 days, he was attacked with leprosy, and his nose and ears all swept away. Then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place and apologized to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully apologized her. And he became as beautiful as he was. Also, you know that the students and pandits of Navadvip Dham were ready to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he is taking a stick in his hand and running to beat us, we should also beat him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this place and took sannyas and went to Puri Dham. Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then they felt that he is certainly Godhead, Krishna himself. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here after sannyas, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and apologized. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful, he excused them and they became bhakta now here. So this is Aparaj Bhanjan part. You should also know that here is Praudha Maya. Perhaps you have taken darshan of Praudha Maya. Praudha Maya is the daughter of Nanda and Jasoda, and he Jogmaya. Jogmaya and Vriddhasi were at first at Mayapur, in the middle of ISKCON temple and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu temple, Jogpuit. But when Ganges cut up the source, Praudha Maya came here. Now they sell it Podama, but Podama not, but it is Praudha Maya. When it is in the hands of Parsudev Maharaj, then it is Jogmaya. And when it comes in the hands of Kansa, it becomes Mahamaya. So, for giving help to all bhakts, it is Jogmaya, and for covering buddhi of intelligence of all worldly persons, it is Mahamaya. So Maya is one, and that is Jogmaya, and this is manifestation of that Jogmaya. Also, you have gone to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. This morning you have gone, and they have told you about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And also here is Samadhi and Bhajana Sthali of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Now it is in a very rotten condition here, in a dharmasala, from where he used to go to Godram with to associate Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, today is so hot day, I think I have taken so much time, so now by doing pranam, you will go to Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda, Samudra Ghat and Chapahati, and then to Vidya, Vidyanagar and Jannu Deti you will go. So I am also so much happy to have your association. I only see the fact that you have so much Guru Nishtha. I accept this thing. And by your Nishtha, to serving your Master, you have given everything. And that is why today also, you are preaching in the countries like China and Russia. So, we are so happy to see all these things, that in whole world you are preaching so well, and I pray to my Gurudev, to Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and to our Guru Parampara, and especially to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he should give power in your heart that you should preach over the whole world as you are preaching, especially the preaching in America is lesson something. You should try to again preach as at the time of Srila Prabhupada. Also I suggest to you that you should be combined, and by your combined effort you should serve Srila, your Gurudev. There may be some reason to be some
separation
or anything, but I think you are so wise that forgetting all these things you should be united and so liberal and you should serve your Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. I forget that our Gurudev established here this Devananda Gaudiya Math at the name of Devananda Pandit. And also his speciality that the persons, the smart Brahmins and Sahajiya Vaishnav were against Mayapur. They are telling that this place is not Koldeep, this is Prachin Mayapur. But actually Mayapur is that Mayapur and this is Koladvipa. So our Gurudev has here established the Koladev and he has made it Pakka Koldeep by establishing this Koladvipa. Gau Pramanande. Also he used to tell that this is Navakhanda Navadvip, and he has built this temple with nine domes and nine parts. Nine domes are Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasyam Sakhat Munivedam. These nine domes. And nine parts of this Mat Ashram is Upasya Khanda, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Vinod Bihari and Koldev. And this is Kirtan Khanda. This is Paramarth Khanda, mane Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika Khanda and books published. And this behind Govardhan Khanda, mane cows Khanda, mane Govardhan.
Goshala.
And nearby Sevak Khanda, Upasak Khanda, that is this abode of Vaishnavas, Bhakta. And at last he established in south Gyan Khanda.
South and west.
So that this is Gyan Khanda. Gyan Khanda means the Irunal and Latin of Vaishnava. That is Gyan Khanda and Mukti. He was so much philosopher, and Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave him all the books of Vedanta, and he was called Vedantic Vaishnava, Vedantic Pandita. So he has done so many things. And you have heard that in case of Gaudiya Math in Mathura, he gets sannyas, renounce order to Swamiji, and there were so much intimate friends, like also God brother also. I am so much fortunate also to have the service of Swamiji. Also, Pujyapad Srivishnu Maharaj has also helped him when he came here with Tamal Krishna Swami and all other things, Jayapataka Maharaj and all sincere Vaishnava here. Srivishnu Maharaj he was here, and 7 days so rain falling was here. They could not go out here and there.
Govardhan
Khandari, they were staying there. So, and I also have so much, I am also fortunate that he has given me the occasion to serve him. I sent all the books from Delhi. I also sent so many peda. He was very fond of goat, suitable, sweets and things. And he used to know good preparations also. When living in Vrindavan, I used to make chapati and he used to cook them. And we should set in that Radha Damodar temple near Rupa Goswami Bhajanasthali. At that he was penniless. And he went also Western countries penniless, only one Bhagavad Gita and 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavat he printed in Delhi anyhow. And he went in Sindhya navigation, not in aeroplane as you are going and coming. When I used to go Vrindavan, no, nothing there, no bed, nothing, only worn and torn fields, and I used to give my chadar on them, and then he used to sit and write Srimad Bhagavatam. We have seen so many things. Now it will be so late for you, so I am ending my lecture. Gaur Premanande.
Srila Narayan Maharaj ki. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj ki. Srila Trivikram Maharaj ki. Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Devananda Gauriya Math ki. Om Nittalila Pravishta Ashtattar Shato Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj ki. Jayom Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribrajakacharya Ashtottar Shato Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Jayom Nittalila Pravishta Ashtottar Shato Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande. Shri Shri Radha Vinod Bihari Sriman Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Shri Koladeva ki. Shri Koladeep Dham ki. Shri Navadeep Dham ki. Navadeep Mandal Parikrama ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande.